got no oil or no blade to run. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, driving the educational spike into the cornerstone of home ownership so good folks like you can have a better shot at the American dream of home ownership. And just to let you know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501(c)(3) not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. I know we say that every week, but that's because it's true. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can dial it the hard way, 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors say this is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call the REACH staffers and let them do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Okay, coming up on today's show, JaVale Johnson joins us from the Lord's Place with the latest information about their coming up sleepout. Wait until you find out why. And then REACH has a special offer for REACH membership listeners exclusively for you. You'll save some time and money with this package. And then after the news, Amanda Kleinrock chimes in from the Legal Aid Society with the April's Fair Housing Seminar information. And of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. And now, it's time to take a break and look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines with our crack news producer, Steve Cody. Steve, what's on the program?
Thank you very much, Alan. Well, we'll start this headline update with a good news, bad news kind of story. Ooh. The good news is that Florida's real estate market is well on its way to recovery. The bad news, a major factor in the price rise is hedge funds, private equity firms, and other large investors. They've been moving aggressively into the real estate market, the residential market, over the past couple of years, and they bought up tens of thousands of distressed properties, often at bargain basement prices, flipping them, selling them for higher prices. Now, only time is going to tell whether this means the recovery is real or whether it's artificially inflated. Palm Beach County Clerk Sharon Bach says, quote, for 8 consecutive months, our foreclosure case numbers have remained steady or dropped to levels that we saw prior to the collapse of the real estate market. Just 518 new foreclosure cases were filed in Palm Beach County last month. As a point of reference, that's about half of the number that were filed last year at this time, and it's down 9% from last month. Last week, the 5th Annual Southeast Florida Regional Climate Leadership Summit took place in Fort Lauderdale to examine the effects of rising seas. Real estate observers say they haven't really noticed it, but more than $150 billion worth of property is at risk as it lies less than 3 feet above Florida's high tide. Also at stake, billions being spent by the state to restore the Everglades. Scientists at the summit also warned that canals will also rise, making inland residents susceptible to similar problems to those on the Florida coast. Those are the headlines. We'll have details of those and some other stories at the bottom of the hour.
That's right. We will. Well, when we return, our first guest joins us live in the studio, and she brought along a pillow and a sleeping bag. Just wait until you find out why. So stay with us, because the last time we performed a station break, it broke. And we know that because of this pesky bell. This one right here.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here to tell you about an all-new Reach membership program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete a selected HUD-approved training course in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership courses included in Reach annual membership program. They average between $25 and $35 per course. And this curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. Plus, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering this radio exclusive to our listeners for just $99. Did I say that right? $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for their Reach membership educational program. Their toll-free number, of course, is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, joining us in the studio today, as promised, with her sleeping bag and pillow, is Javelle Johnson. She's the Business Relations and Event Coordinator for the Lord's Place, Inc., located right here in West Palm Beach. Javelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I thought the Lord's Place was in heaven. No?
Well, fortunately for us, we have one here located on Australian Avenue.
Oh, it's a local branch.
It's a local.
I like that. Now, you came from Savannah, Georgia, right?
Yes, originally from Savannah, Georgia.
Yep. And this is very interesting. You have a BFA in performance theater, a minor in broadcasting journalism.
I do. I love the arts. I do.
Wow. Well, you have a voice for radio. That's for
Oh,
sure.
Really?
And let me tell you, she has a face for TV. Because, you know, I was reading through your bio and I noticed that you were crowned Miss Fort Lauderdale.
I am the former reigning Miss Fort Lauderdale Beach, USA, yes.
Woohoo!
I gave my crown up about 2 weeks ago.
So, really?
Yes.
Oh, so it was just this last year that...
very recent.
That must have been exciting.
It was an amazing experience. I'd never competed in pageantry before this experience, so...
Well, let me tell you, if we had a webcam right now, you'd be knowing the reason why. She's absolutely gorgeous. You're a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
So and now you found time to work with the Lord's Place.
Yes,
right?
I was connected with the Lord's Place through my volunteerism with the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County, mm-hmm. and then I came aboard as a staff member. And lo and behold, they gifted me with the opportunity of fundraising and in coordinating our annual event Sleep Out.
Ah, that's great. And you know, we want to find out about that. Now, what's the main function of the Lord's Place with this particular project? You have a sleeping bag. What's going on here?
So this particular event is really to raise awareness in a symbolic effort regarding the homelessness issue here in Palm Beach County. You know,
right.
There are over 3,200 estimated homeless men, women, and children here on any given night that are homeless in Palm Beach County. So this is an effort to raise awareness within the community, and we come together in a collaborative effort to raise funds, celebrate in our accomplishments in raising and reaching our goal of $200,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now I know Reach... not Reach. Well, yeah, I guess
yeah.
Reach Radio too.
You're
got,
all in it.
Yeah, we have to. You know, the problem is we're in the same sleeping bag. We need to do something about it. But I know that we're participating in the program, and we're going to have a great sleep out. And
you have been phenomenal in your fundraising efforts so far. So
yeah, well, you know, the problem is I'm a night person, so I'm going to be awake all night. What are we going?
Well,
what's going on? What are we going to do? There's going to be some bands playing.
There will be live performances from 6 to 8. There will be festivities for the children.
Wait, let's just back up for
sure.
A second. What's the date?
April 11th.
There we
Friday,
go.
Friday, April 11th.
All right.
Yes.
Now tell us about what's going on.
Well, and from 6 to 8, there will be live bands, community performers, that will be on stage performing. It's a festival feel. You know, bring your families out. Come enjoy food, fun. At 8 p.m., there will be an intimate, more focused programming where we get into the heart and soul of why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about our mission. You'll hear from our CEO Diana Stanley,
right.
And then at 8:45 we'll have a candlelight vigil to really commemorate and celebrate in our accomplishments for reaching our goal.
All right, and so now you're raising money for the homeless, so what are you going to do with the money when you raise it?
All of the money goes back into providing sustainable housing and programming for our homeless clients that are of the Lord's place.
Now I see why Reach is in this thing. Right? Somebody's getting a house, right?
Exactly. Ensuring that they are sustainable so they can be self-sufficient and productive community members.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic. And how many people? I know we just had the mayor's ball.
Yes.
Which was in celebration of the homeless.
Again, raising awareness, right?
Yeah.
This is a collaborative effort along with the community.
I know. We were pretty happy. We won one of the silent auction things.
You told me.
That's
my gosh.
Cool, right? We got a great discount, and we're helping out some folks, so nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing wrong with that.
And, of course,
all.
We had a ball, as they say. That was that was last Saturday night at the convention center there. And so now, what else do you do at the Lord's place? Is this the only project you're working on right now?
No, well, this has taken my sole focus as of now.
Right.
Prior to coordinating this event, I also serve as a job developer out in the community. So meeting with prospective business owners on behalf of our graduates of our job training program,
right.
Helping them to kind of just open the doors, you know, so they can interview in hopes of landing employment to be, again, self-sufficient and productive members in the community.
Right. So you're doing all the right stuff.
Trying to.
That's what's important.
Trying to.
Exactly. So what brought your passion out of the woodwork, if you will? I mean, why are you so passionate about this? You weren't homeless at one time, were you?
I wasn't. Prior to my involvement with the Lord's Place, I had no idea that homelessness really existed. And I had no, concept of as to what the issues and what, you know, the reasons as to why someone became homeless. I thought it was a choice. I really thought homelessness was a choice. You just want to be lazy. You don't want to take the effort to, you know, find work and be, you know, be productive. And
yeah, you're right.
And through my volunteerism with the Lord's Place, I just it raised my awareness and opened my eyes, my ignorance to really the causes, really and truly the causes of homelessness.
Right.
And now I'm just so connected and so vested into this mission that I want to see it through in the best way that I can.
And there's, you said 3,200? I'm sure that's on average, right?
Estimated 3,200 as of this year, yeah.
That's a lot of people. Where do they stay?
Under benches,
under
in parks, and under the bridges, you know, you see. I mean, open your eyes, you would see, you know, the homeless individuals here in the county. I mean, people tend to turn a blind eye, you know,
right.
and not look and not, you know, open their eyes to see, but they're there.
Is it mostly just the guys that stand on the corner saying, I need a home? Or is
no,
it,
not necessarily.
A lot of people don't go do that.
No, some right. families, you would be surprised, the individuals and the families that come through our doors, you know, that are sleeping in their cars at night because they're so ashamed
right.
that, you know, they have no place to go. They don't have family to, you know, seek out to help. And that's what it's about. It's about extending that olive branch so that, you know, we provide them with the resources so that they can get back on their feet.
Wow. That takes a lot of effort, folks. And tell us how we could get involved in a sleep out. Say we want to come hang out.
Yes.
How do we get a hold of you?
You simply go to sleepout2014.org. Sleepout2014.org. And there you can register.
Right.
You can donate. Or you can become a corporate sponsor if you choose to.
That's cool. So it's
sleepout2014.org.
Okay. Right. Is there a phone number that they could call, maybe? Yeah.
Yes. You know what? Here, I'll give you my personal number. This is my office. You ready? It's 561-537-4660. Contact me directly with any questions.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's JaVale, folks. Make sure you write that down. And that's fantastic. So where will you be in the sleep out there?
I will be front and center on the field with my sleeping bag, a tent.
What is the venue? Where?
It's at the Meyer Amphitheater. We procured the entire venue down there. So it's outdoors. The on-stage piece, the performances will happen on stage, and the food and the festival feel will be happening along the lawn.
Fantastic. It's just like a camp out, folks.
Exactly. Overnight sleep out, sleepover.
Yeah. Bring your sleeping bag. Don't bring your girlfriend and your wife. That probably wouldn't work.
Maybe not, no.
So how many hours in total would you say that you've accumulated in volunteering here with the Lord's Place?
Oh, gosh. Over 3,200 hours.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So this
as
is
a
almost,
volunteer.
As a volunteer.
Yeah.
Wow. When do you find time to eat? Well, no, she can't eat if you could see her body. I don't think there's an extra pound of anything there, right? So you're not eating. That's a pretty good thing, I guess.
Thank you. I try to stay active.
So, being in a beauty pageant and everything, when did you come around to figuring out that volunteering was a neat thing to do?
Well, you know, the volunteerism happened prior to my pageantry experience, and it just kind of all fell into, you know, you have to have a platform as a title holder, as a USA title holder, and my platform was, again, raising awareness of homelessness because I've been so vested in the mission thus far, it seemed fitting to continue on through my USA experience.
Super. Well, listen, we have to take a hard break right now, if you wouldn't mind hanging out just for this little break.
Not
and then
a problem.
We'll take it. Good. Well, when we return, JaVale Johnson will give us a forecast on what's to come for the homeless in Palm Beach County and how you can help their cause. I don't know if you know this, but a palindrome is a word that's spelled forward and backwards, and it's the same, like race car. How about that?
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. My suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a homeless man. Oh, no. They'll be homeward bound. I believe that's the message for the Palm Beach County homeless. With a little hard work from you and the Lord's Place, we can help end this homelessness battle. That's hard to say. Homelessness. Three times. That's all I could do right there. Welcome back, JaVale. Thanks for hanging out through the break. And let's go over one more time just exactly when the event is. That's April.
April 11th, Friday, April 11th.
Right.
From it's overnight, so starting at 6
p.m. Well, yeah,
6
we show
p.m.
up at 6, right.
On that Friday. So that following morning at 7:30, we break.
And that's it. Oh, man, it's all night.
You know what, though? I do want to say, you know, please come out and don't let the overnight piece deter you, because you don't have to sleep out. You know, you come and you celebrate with us and to whatever is most comfortable for you.
Right.
And if you choose not to sleep out, that's totally okay.
Or if you pick up at about 2:30 in the morning
that's
and say enough's enough.
Perfectly fine. We just want, you know, again, to raise awareness in a collaborative effort to come together. And we would love the support of the community.
Right. Even if it's $5, folks, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you got.
Donate online.
Yeah, whatever you can spare, be there. And we'll do that. So what's coming up for the homeless in 2014 here? What's on the planning block?
Well, again, for us, you know, our core values, we believe the key to ending one's homelessness starts with job training and providing sustainable housing. So, you know, with meeting our goal this year with this fundraising event, we plan to put that back into our programming so that right. we can provide, you know, additional job training and placement and additional housing. Housing is a key issue here in Palm Beach County, and we would love to help, you know, again, break the cycle of homelessness through those efforts.
Right. Now, you said it's not always voluntary. They're homeless because they have no other choice.
Exactly. Homelessness is not a choice.
Right.
It's an end result.
Yeah, and I know I've seen the stories on the news where the folks are living in the car and the kids are going to school.
Living, you know, a life that you and I would live, and you'd never know. You would never know.
Right. Wow. Now, the Lord's Place, if you wanted to check them out, you can just go directly to their website at
thelordsplace.org.
That's a tough one, thelordsplace.org. Or you can call 561-537-4660. Javelle will talk to you personally and give you all the rundown. Now, that's out the South Florida Fairgrounds out there where that theater is, right? The amphitheater?
No, it's downtown at the Meyer, the West Palm Beach.
I'm glad you cleared that up because I was thinking something else entirely.
Nope, Meyer Amphitheater, downtown West Palm Beach.
Right, and be there at 6 o'clock, April the 11th. Bring your sleeping bag. And you know how you have something embroidered on your pillow. What is that?
Oh, my God.
I love me. Oh, that's what it says.
Oh, you.
I told you she came in with a suitcase and guitar in hand. I'm telling you, she was ready to go. So we got the plans taken care of. We got the homeless sleep out coming up.
Yes.
And what else is new over at the Lord's Place?
We just renovated our Cafe Joshua. And this is a cafe that we built to help and train our clients in the front of the house, the back of the house, line and prep cook so that they can, again, be marketable, be employable. So this cafe was solely renovated in that effort.
Right. So do you feed the homeless at all?
We do.
Yeah.
We feed all those who come in. You know, lunch is served. It's $5 an entree. But for those who are our clients, we don't call them homeless people. We call them clients.
Okay.
So clients are free to come eat and just, you know, enjoy the food free of charge.
Nice.
Staff, well, $5.
Great. Well, we'll be there. We'll be, you know, to come hang out with us, you know, and the Reach Radio staffers will be there, the Reach counselors and everyone will be there.
We'll be looking for you.
We'll probably be sleeping. Once again, if you would like to speak to Javelle about this, call her at 561-537-4660. Or you can learn more about the Lord's Place and the good work they do by logging onto their website at www.thelordsplace.org. Javelle, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. This property is a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath condo, and it's been totally redone. New floors, new kitchen cabinets and appliances, new air conditioner and water heater. Even the closets are new. And the bathrooms are new, too. Or the bedroom. Yeah, the bathrooms are new. It's been totally redone, right down to the studs and rebuilt. There's a covered patio reaching out to a nice, quiet backyard. This location is in a gated community just a few steps from the lake and the gazebo. And if you don't have a gazebo, what good are you, right? And if condo living suits you, then this lifestyle property is right and ready for you. It's ready to move into right now. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. It's the actual address. I can't believe they give it to us this way. It's 1009 Green Palm Boulevard, H1 in West Palm Beach. Again, two-bedroom, two-bath condo, totally redone, new everything. Call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000, and that could be your home. All right? We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Amanda Kleinrock joins us for an in-depth discussion about the good work the Legal Aid Society does for South Florida residents. After that, Rick Snyder has a few tips about spring cleaning duties around the house, and then we'll have some real stories from real Reach clients and their special needs and how our counselors help them out. And now, live from the WBZT studios in West Palm Beach, Florida, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. I believe that's what we're doing, right? Bring it on.
Ready when you are. Well, it's taken several years, but in many parts of the country, home prices are nearly back to where they were at the peak. In places like Florida, where the housing recession hit very hard, home prices rose last year by one-fifth or more. A major factor in the price rise, though, is hedge funds, private equity firms, and other large investors. They've moved aggressively into residential markets over the last 2 years, buying tens of thousands of distressed properties, often at bargain prices. Some analysts are worried that those bulk purchases will leave middle-class buyers out in the cold. Many are concerned that the big investors have artificially inflated prices, making them too steep for middle-class wage earners. In fact, a recent federal housing report showed that South Florida is already becoming what they call unaffordable. Just 518 new foreclosure cases were filed in Palm Beach County last month. That's about half of last year's number and 9% down from last month. New filings have dramatically decreased since the enactment of the July 1st law that requires lenders to have specific paperwork when they first go to court for a foreclosure. It allows for a speedier process in some cases. Speculation for the past 6 months has been that banks and their attorneys are just getting used to the new requirements and they'll begin filing foreclosures again once their paperwork is in order. But home prices have also skyrocketed in the past year, meaning that banks might be more willing to sell rather than do a short sale and take in more inventory through foreclosure. This is a remarkable change from the last few years, said Palm Beach County Clerk Sharon Bach. For 8 consecutive months, our foreclosure case numbers have remained steady at levels that we saw prior to the collapse of the real estate market in Palm Beach County. Meanwhile, Florida's real estate market remains haunted by decaying and abandoned properties, even as new foreclosures slow and home values rise. The so-called zombie foreclosures, those are properties forsaken by both the bank and the borrower, number 54,900 statewide, including 14,600 in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, according to RealtyTrack. The concentration in Florida makes it tops in the nation for what they call zombie foreclosures, with South Florida ranking first among large metro areas. Illinois was second. New York was third. Among the metro areas, Tampa-St. Petersburg ranks second nationally, with Chicago coming in third. Now, many of those homes are stuck in limbo because the banks filed to foreclose them years ago, but then walked away from the case after realizing there was no money in it for them. The reality is that the new foreclosure activity is no longer the biggest threat to the housing market, according to Darren Bloomquist of RealtyTrack. The biggest threat from foreclosures going forward is properties that have been lingering in the process for years, many of them vacant, with neither the homeowner nor the lender taking any responsibility for maintenance or for upkeep of those homes. The Florida Supreme Court issued an order officially disbarring David J. Stern, whose once massive plantation-based law firm collapsed amid allegations of fraudulent foreclosure documents. The judge in the case said Mr. Stern has not expressed any remorse in these proceedings whatsoever. The judge says he has taken no responsibility. Florida is the state most at risk of rising sea levels. Floridians saw this year what happened when an abundance of water falls in the state. In South Florida, flooding and environmental damage littered the east and west coasts. Wildlife drowned in the Everglades and the conservation areas, and now experts say that beaches and even the inland Everglades could be lost in less than a century under 5 feet of water. This according to a report in the New York Times. The coastal counties of Broward, Miami-Dade, Monroe, and Palm Beach are teaming up to find ways to save themselves. Last week, the 5th Annual Southeast Florida Regional Climate Leadership Summit took place in Fort Lauderdale to examine the effect of rising seas. More than $150 billion worth of properties at risk as they lie less than 3 feet above high tide. Also at stake, billions spent by the state to restore the Everglades. And that, sir, is the news.
Oh, that's what you say. I want to know, what is this zombie foreclosure thing?
That's when the people walk away from the home, and the bank looks at it and says, this is not worth fixing, and they walk away too, and then you have neighborhood blight.
So we have this zombie look on our face like, duh, I don't want to do that.
It looks like a haunted house because nobody's been there for years.
And the sea level's rising. I believe when I was in the ninth grade, and that was centuries ago, I heard that story back then that Florida's going underwater. So I've been hearing that story for 50 years, so I'd take that with a grain of salt, I believe. But,
well, I'm reporting what the experts say.
Well, thanks.
And I'm not one of them.
You are the man. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. You know, I have to tell you about this little kid eating candy on the street corner there, and this old guy came up to him and he said, you eat candy, it'll shorten your life and you could die. And the little kid looked up at him and he said, "My grandfather lived to be 97 years old." And the man said, "Did he eat candy?" He said, "No, he pretty much learned how to mind his own business." I think that's the way it went. All right, joining us in the studio right now is Amanda Kleinrock. She is from the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County, where she provides assistance and representation to Palm Beach County residents who believe they have been victims of housing discrimination. Amanda, you have been on the show a few times, and
yeah.
We were looking through the records. You were our first guest.
I know. It was an honor.
Yeah, I
nice
appreciate it. And, you know, I checked our records, and you've been here about three more times than President Obama has. I don't know why.
I like to be held in that category.
Yeah, he just won't show up. So we're all about Fair Housing Month, and I see you have a big seminar coming up.
I do.
Showing a film, Raising in the Sun. Mm-hmm. A Raisin in the Sun?
A Raisin in the Sun, yep.
What's
based
that all
on the
about?
Play. Yep.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll be doing a special screening of that on April 4th at Mos Def Art Theater in Lake Park. So it'll be nice. We're going to do a screening of that and a little discussion on that and fair housing laws, and we'll be serving some wine and cheese. So it should be a nice night. You guys should come out.
I think I'm going to make that. Wine and cheese is
yeah,
an automatic, right?
Free.
So what's with the homeless discrimination deal anyway? I mean, does that still go on now?
Yes. Sadly, it does. It's all too common. So it's this play dates back to the 60s, and we're still seeing it all the time. Discrimination, violations of the Fair Housing Act.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what exactly, you know, for those that don't know, like me, what discrimination? What do they do?
Well,
they look at me and say, "You're white, you can't come in here."
Well, there are our federally protected classes under the Fair Housing Act. So we have the seven federally protected ones of race, color, religion, national origin, gender, disability, and familial status, having children under the age of 18. And then in Palm Beach County, we have four additional: age, marital status, sexual orientation, and gender identity and expression. So anything, any discrimination against someone based on their being in a protected class is prohibited. So that can be the intentional discrimination, just the flat out, "You can't live here, we don't want your kind around here," falsely denying.
Or they go around the bush and say, "Well, we can't see you now because we're too busy," or something.
Right, or falsely claiming housing's unavailable. You call and you're told it's available. You get there and suddenly it's gone, and you're suspicious if that's true. And then there's a disparate impact, which is something that seems neutral. It's a facially neutral policy or a bylaw.
Say that word again. A what?
Disparate impact. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a tongue twister. So on its surface, it seems fine. The rule doesn't sound like it discriminates, but in effect, it ends up basically segregating the population based on a protected class. So it's still out there.
This might be a really stupid question, but geez, why? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal?
Just
banana peel?
Just ignorance.
Ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to say this. My good buddy, I can't think of his name. He said, ignorance is not what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do know that ain't so. That
right?
Would be George Will. comes back around into mind there. But it's just, you know, we're old enough. I know you're not. You're just a kid, dang it. But we came up through the 60s. And when I was in high school, it was in 63. And we didn't have any of the problems with segregation because it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was there, but we didn't know about it because we were ignorant of the cause until we learned. But, I mean, we went through it. We saw it change. And it was sort of much like, okay, this is the way it is, and let's go forward. Why in the world would people want to jeopardize themselves, especially when we have all these laws in place that would stop that? So what would be the first thing that you would notice?
As far as
discrimination is concerned.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people don't even know that they're doing something wrong. I'll hear just recently I heard about a community that said they're not accessible to the disabled, so therefore they didn't want people there that work. They didn't want to they didn't want to be exposed to liability. So to them, they thought that was okay because they said, "Well, we're just not." Well, you're supposed to be accessible. So if you're not, then you're discriminating because you're eliminating people from the community based on that.
Well, that's kind of halfway good to know, I guess. At least people aren't doing it purposely.
Yeah.
They're doing it through ignorance.
Yeah, right. Then they have to be educated then, and that's what we provide as well. And that's why what we aim to do with these type of outreach events is to educate the public and advocates and realtors, really anyone associated with housing could benefit from attending a few of these, knowing your rights and your duties under the Fair Housing Act
and everything that goes
when,
along with
do,
it.
Do you know when the Fair Housing Act was initiated?
Yeah, 1968. It came about just a couple weeks after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. In fact, they'd had a lot of resistance getting it passed before then, and that seemed to be the final thing that spurred it on and got it to be passed. It's been amended twice since then, in 1974 and 88. And 88 is when we got the Housing for Older Persons Act amendment that has allowed the Century Village and Kings Point, places that allow their restriction to people who are 55
and
older. And
older.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an exception to the rule, right?
Right, it's age discrimination. You are allowed if it's housing for older persons, but there are very strict requirements to maintain that.
Right, and plus you know about it well in advance. I mean, it's not like you're going there going, I want to live here.
Right.
And they go, no, it's a 55 and older community.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
That's discriminating. Well, I guess.
Not if it meets that. And you have to be 55 and older or 62 and older. There are a lot of requirements. You can't see a community that say, hey, we're 35 and older, or we're just for 25 and younger.
Yeah, what do they do about that? Can they reverse that? That doesn't work.
No,
right?
It's only for 55 and older, and that's for 80% of the residents to have one occupant that's 55 or older. So there's an 80-20 threshold. Beyond that, you could be less than that age. They can fill the rest of the units with people who are younger, or it can be 100% 62 and older. So they can go above the 55 requirement. They just can't go below it and declare themselves a senior community for 40 and older.
Sounds a little confusing to me.
Yeah, it is.
I know Steve probably could live in one of those communities, but not me. I'm sorry. What else is prohibited or considered discrimination under the Fair Housing Act other than just the disability,
mm-hmm.
race, creed?
There's also, as I mentioned, familial status, having children under the age of 18, or seeking to adopt if you're pregnant, you're getting custody. And the most common type of problem I'd see for that would be occupancy restrictions. If a place says one person per bedroom, there's no bright line rule. Typical rule of thumb is two heartbeats, one room, or two people in a bedroom. But, it depends. There are plenty of places that have a den or have a very large studio. So it should be flexible. And if they're trying to limit a family from living there based on how many children they have, say, then that would be familial status. So we'd see, I think most common I see race and disability, but, we're seeing more and more of the sexual orientation, gender identity, discrimination. There's just every type of protected class. National origin is a big one, too.
Sure. Are mm-hmm. there any, court ordinances or codes in the county that would prevent? I don't think they would let you have five or six people in one bedroom.
Yeah,
right?
That's why it's really a reasonableness requirement. You mm-hmm. know, you could have a gigantic two-bedroom unit that you might want to have more than, two or three people in, but you could also have something that's smaller and should be. So the general rule of thumb is two heartbeats per room, but if they want to go above or below that, it really depends on the size and the unit and the layout.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to get rid of my girlfriend. That'll be the end of
that's
that.
That's an excuse.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. You have to go. It's against the law.
Right.
So if you feel like you've been discriminated against or anything like mm-hmm. that, who should we call?
Well, you can always call Legal Aid. Call me. We are, we're able to represent people, whether it's in a lawsuit or a complaint with HUD or with OEO. That brings me to where people can file a complaint on their own. Pro se, they can file a complaint with the Department of Housing and Urban Development for housing discrimination, or with our local Palm Beach County Office of Equal Opportunity. They're neutral parties, so they will be an investigator, and they'll talk to both sides, and they'll investigate it and find out whether there was discrimination, whereas we, Legal Aid, will represent you in the action, and we're strictly on your side.
Right. So if you want to get a hold of Legal Aid, which mm-hmm. is what I would suggest, their number is 561-655-8944. Mm-hmm. Again, 561-655-8944. Or you can visit their website at legalaidpbc.org. That PBC, of course, is Palm Beach County. So legalaidpbc.org or 561-655-8944. And I guess you could ask for Amanda, right?
Sure.
I would.
Thank you.
So the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County is honoring Fair Housing Month. That's coming up next month, right? That's all of April.
National Fair Housing Month.
And again, let's just run through the a raisin in the sun. And that's not a breakfast cereal, by the way. That's a raisin in the sun that is celebrating Fair Housing Month. And that's Friday, April the 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Moe's Art Theater in Lake Park, Florida. I would just say if you call Amanda and ask her more about that event, she'll be more than happy to pass that around to you. Right?
Yep.
And there's a registration for this event?
It's completely free. You just have to call us to register.
Okay, so it's mm-hmm. just let us know you're going to be there.
Yes, definitely. We get a head count. No, we have plenty of drinks and food available for everyone.
Well, that's just as cool as can be.
Yep.
We'll be there.
I'd
like to do that.
Great.
And thanks for coming in and joining us
and letting
us know about all this cool stuff that's going on, because you need to know. And, mm-hmm. folks, this is the place that gives you all that information. Reach Radio Show, and we have all the best guests in the world here. So we're happy that you're here. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.
All right. Now, it is a fine house. Tis but time for Bonding with the House segment. Today's bonding topic is spring cleaning out of doors, ergo yard cleanup after the winter. And now, our show producer, Rick the Clock Watcher Snyder, has the latest information on cleaning up the house.
Clean up the yard. It's a good time to do it. We are in Florida, and despite the snow and the cold up in the Northeast, it's time now for us to clean up, plan, and prep your landscape for planting. Even though we escaped a cold winter, many plants are damaged here, and there's still work to do in the yard to clean up after winter. Where do you start? Well, prune back any freeze-damaged plants in your landscape. Don't dig them all out of the ground. Most of them will come back as the temperatures begin to warm. Now, after the pruning is complete, a more visible mulched area should be taken care of. A clean mulch landscape is a great way to start fresh, and it looks terrific. You want to replace some of those freeze-damaged plants. Now's the time to start researching what to replace them with. Make sure you're choosing the right plant for the right place. Don't ask me about that. My colorblindness might stop me from putting those plants in place. But
I was thinking about, you know, replacing the grass. Maybe that needs to be done.
Absolutely, and it's a good time now, speaking of the grass, to make sure your irrigation system is functioning properly. Without that, you have a brown yard. Check your rain shutoff device. Make sure it works. They need periodic maintenance, and they will have to be replaced every few years. Bird feeders, clean them out. Refill them, scrub bird baths and refill them, but never use soap or bleach in either one of these.
Yeah, the birds don't like that.
They do not like that at all. And after your yard is ready for spring, you can start planning for new plants and gardens. Plant a spot for wildlife and a spot for vegetables. Put in a shade tree. Install a piece of garden art. And add a bench in a shady spot where you can sit and enjoy your yard. Now, one thing I must say here,
okay.
If you live in an HOA neighborhood, make sure your homeowners association allows what you'd like to do. Just contact your HOA and tell them what you're planning. See if it's okay by them. Usually, they're pretty reasonable.
That's pretty cool information there,
that's
Rick. I like that.
Home maintenance minute.
Thanks
for
sending
today.
That along.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Ask me anything.
What do you do if you have a big brown spot in your yard? Do you think that's just dead grass, or do you think the chinch bugs?
Check it out. Reseed it. See how it looks. Fertilize it. Make sure you're doing it properly, not to overfeed it, not to underfeed it. Make sure it gets plenty of water, and keep your eye on it. And if you need to, call an expert.
Wow, Rick. Thanks. Our trusted show producer found that tidbit of valuable information just for you. We appreciate you doing that. Now, let's take a look at, if we haven't said this before, you know, we'd like to say this to you right now, our listeners. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your attention and taking the time to listen to all the neat things that we have to say. We've got your back door covered so that you can make it in the front door with ease, and that's what we do here at Reach Radio, and thanks a lot. Now it's time to hear from some real Reach clients sharing their own personal stories about their experience with Reach. Steve, I believe you have even more letters for us this week.
I do have a few more. This is from a lady named Sandy who lives in Palm Springs, Florida. She says, our family was given a fresh start with a new home modification mortgage repayment plan. The new plan lowered our monthly payments, and the payments that we were behind were added on to the end of the original mortgage. Because of Reach, we were able to avoid foreclosure in our home. Thank you very much for your passion, your commitment, and your dedication to positively resolving our mortgage payment dilemma. We are grateful to have a home, and we are sincerely grateful and offer our kudos to the entire Reach staff and the entire Reach organization. Here's another one, says, your help meant a whole lot to me and my family. I hope you and your family keep in touch always and continue to do business with us. Thank you very much. I hope in the future that you will help me with my mortgage That you will always have my best interests at hand. May God keep you in my life because I will continue to do business with you. You are the best ever. Thank you very much. And her name is Ernestine.
Wow.
We're out of time already.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get those letters. Well, we'll keep them going, folks.
Okay.
That's what they're there for. All right. When we return, important news about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. Classes are still filling up. So stay with us because the NSA has been working really hard lately. And if you change the channel, well, that's a lot of extra work for them. And let's give them a break, all right? Here we go.
Ain't got no home. I know
home. Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Whoa! Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to remind you about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. You know, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, please plan to attend Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this March the 23rd. You know, February's workshop was full. We had to move some applicants to the March workshop. It looks like March is filling up, too, so you might want to call and secure your spot early. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. You know, Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. A first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop on Sunday, March the 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7 p.m. To enroll, call Reach today, 855-48-REACH, and remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And that's a tip. We love it. So joining us again is the lady with a lot on her mind, and there's most likely a house on that lot, too. Please welcome Pat Tracy, the Executive Director of Reach. Pat, are you in there?
I'm in here, Alan. How are you today?
You're in the mix. Yay! We're having a great day at Reach. You know, you heard Amanda talking about the Raisin in the Sun promotion for next month's Fair Housing Month deal, and, of course, the sleep out. And I know that you're going to be at that sleep out too, right?
I am. And I was listening to the show, Alan, and it was great, but I wondered where you were in the 60s. If you didn't know about all this discrimination, I was confused. Yeah,
I think I was a long-haired drummer in a rock band. That's about all I could get through the 60s there. But
I see. Well, I was in the South, and I can tell you it is there and has been there. So just a little statement.
I attended Laid Back High School. It was really a cool place. we didn't.
You were in your own little world, right?
Yeah, we really didn't worry about too much. So where are you today? What's going on? You're usually out and about with clients and making things happening. What's going on?
We've been out this morning. I'm in Miami. We've been out looking at properties that Reach is going to acquire in Miami today. So it's a beautiful day down here. But I want to talk to you about something, and I want to encourage every one of our listeners to check your homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
Because not everyone is aware that you can go in get another pricing bid, and then have your escrow department change it out. They'll pay for it for you. If it's cheaper, they'll send you the money that's left over, and they'll readjust your payment because of the escrow. So it's really good to look, get a new quote. There are new companies out there. See if you can't reduce that insurance.
This is like property damage insurance or liability? What is that?
Yeah, your hazard, your homeowner's insurance.
Okay. All right. Yeah, everyone should have that.
Insurance policy that you have.
Right.
Now, do you know what forced place insurance or lender paid insurance is, Alan?
No, I don't.
Well,
it sounds expensive.
Let me tell you, it is. It's about 10 times the cost of regular insurance.
Wow.
So when the bank feels you're underinsured or they see that you have let your insurance lapse for some reason and you don't take the initiative to put more insurance back on, they do what's called a forced place or lender-paid insurance. And so I know it's a big surprise to you that they get money back, like they get a kickback for putting that insurance on.
I thought that was just a commission.
They're commissioned back. They get the commission, yes.
Right, right.
So in March, there's been settlements. Chase agreed to pay $300 million.
Whoa.
HSBC, $32 million, Citibank, $110 million, Wells Fargo's in the mix. They're still deciding what that will be. Because of all this forced place insurance, which actually puts some people into foreclosure.
Wow.
Because if your insurance went up 10 times, and that adds to your payment, if you can't make it, now you're behind and you're in foreclosure. And Florida is really a hot spot. 35% of all forced place insurance in the country wound up in Florida. It is a $5.5 billion business annually for the banks.
How do we check that out? I guess you check your monthly statement. If you see that the bank has added an insurance policy, then you need to do what?
They're supposed to send you a letter if they do, but I would encourage you to call the escrow department. Some people say, I don't know who my insurance company is. The bank handles that. That's wrong. Insurance is your choice. So if for some reason you've ignored it, the bank is going to put it on. That will make your payment go up. And we saw foreclosures occur because people could not make that insurance payment and they let it go too long.
Right. Now I know what you're talking about. What's it called again?
Call the escrow department of your bank.
Right. Now it's forced.
Find out who has your insurance and what the payment is.
Right.
Now shop it with the other policies that are available today. See if you can't save money. If they say your policy's $2,000 or $3,000 to set up a new one, call the escrow department. Tell them you want that.
Exactly.
They have to pay that. And if you have money in your escrow over that, they'll send it back to you.
All right.
So you can get some money in your hand, you can lower your payment, and you can get a better insurance policy.
All right. We got a little less than 30 seconds here, Pat. So call your bank and the escrow department and find out. That is if you see an extra charge on your monthly statement.
No, anytime. The
right.
People just don't know that it's happened. They've ignored letters. So call. Find out who. If you don't know who your insurer is today, find out who it is.
Absolutely.
And what you're paying for it and if you can get a better price.
That's a good tip. And you seem to be just full of great tips. You are a fantastic caller.
Thank you, Alan.
And we'll see you at the Sleep Out on April the 5th, right?
I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there, yes.
All right. Well, that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. If you'd like to check out the show website, it's reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. And remember, call Reach toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-847-3224. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about our show, especially if they're looking for a home. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't